Today, September 28th, would have been the 65th birthday of Kenny Kirkland, the jazz pianist known to his friends as the Doctor or Doctone. Kirkland played with some of the greats back in the 80s and 90s. He died in 1998 at 43, leaving many to wonder what might have been. Among them, Noah Haidu, a Brooklyn-based pianist and composer who's leading a retrospective on Kenny Kirkland's life and work.
I started this project because of Kirkland's influence on my life. As a kid, I listened to Prince, Michael Jackson, The Police, but when I heard Kirkland bring a jazz sound to Sting's band, I got obsessed. He showed the relationship between jazz and popular music at a time when there wasn't much overlap between the two. Even Sting was impressed.
We'd jam, and, you know, I'm a big fan of Herbie Hancock, you know, McCoy Tyner, all these people. That, wow, this guy is way up there, and I hadn't heard of him before. So it was staggering what he could do.
Kenny Kirkland grew up in Brooklyn, playing classical music but loving R&B. Here he is on Marianne McPartland's Piano Jazz Show in 1987.
I started very young, classical lessons with the neighborhood pianist named Winifred Thompson, but I wasn't very much into it, you know, when I was a child. But I learned a lot, but I wasn't, like, enthusiastic about it until I got older.
After his older brother Frank brought home some jazz records, Kenny began a love affair. Before long, heads started to turn. Here's guitarist Rodney Jones, one of Kirkland's early collaborators, talking about hearing Kenny practicing.
I knocked on the door, and I hear someone walk to the door. The door opens to this Kenny Kirkland. I'm like, Kenny, what are you doing here? He said, I'm just practicing. I said, that was you? He was like, yeah. Say very shyly, like, no, wait a minute. That piano playing that I was hearing outside, like, that was you? And I couldn't believe, I was stunned. I said, Kenny, how did you get so good?
Word got around about the young pianist. Here's his longtime drummer and friend, Jeff Tane Watts.
Talking about, you know, gigs and stuff, like at 17, 19 years old, 20, you know, early 20s, he's playing with everyone already. He was like in the fast lane so quickly. But anyway, Winton, whenever he would want to know the, you know, just the right chord changes to anything or just any kind of specific information, he would defer to Kenny. So he started calling Kenny the Doctor, because he knew everything. He's like, man, you the Doctor. And so the Doctor just morphed into Doctone.
The Winton Watts mentions is Winton Marsalis, who hired Kirkland. Kenny's career took off, but his personal life had its challenges. He lost his father and had two crippling accidents which left him hospitalized. He was given morphine to treat his pain, which may have fueled the drug use he struggled with throughout his life. Still, he did record one album titled simply Kenny Kirkland. But there was much more to his music than that. So, with the backing of Sunnyside Records, I put together a tribute album with musicians who played with or were inspired by Kirkland. Here, I'm playing his composition, Dienda. One of the hard things about putting together a tribute to Kirkland is that even in the jazz world, many don't know much about the shy sideman. But collaborators like Sting got the full picture.
He was one of the greatest human beings I ever met. Incredibly talented, tortured, complex, dark, all of that stuff rolled into one Kenny Kirkland. I learned a lot from him. That way of approaching harmony, where there are no wrong notes, but just the note that you follow with. There are no mistakes in a Kenny Kirkland solo.
One of the reasons a project dedicated to Kirkland is so important to me is the thought of what could have been. He was set to record a second album, but on November 13th, 1998, Kenny Kirkland was found dead in his New York apartment, likely a drug overdose. He was 43.
Jazz pianist Noah Haidu will link you to his documentary about Kenny Kirkland at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now.